Viva la Revolución Cubana. When one looks at Cuba today and contrasts it with what is happening in other parts of Latin America, Cuba, even under one of its most difficult periods in its history since the revolution, is in many ways a remarkable success story. When measured against the U.S. empire, which boasts some of the richest people in the history of the world, Cuba stacks up well in those human parameters of social well-being, like health, education, and welfare. The literacy rate in Cuba equals or excels that of its adversary to the north, the U.S. There's little difference between the infant mortality rates between the two countries. What is starkly different, of course, is the degree of social access to basic human services. In the U.S., while primary education is free, it's usually of poor or subpar quality, especially for the nation's African-American, Chicano, or Puerto Rican youth. To get better, more comprehensive education, you must pay for it. The same can be said of health care. According to several sources, some 45 million Americans don't have true access to decent health care in the U.S. Again, if you can afford it, you can access it. In Cuba, health and education, from the primary to the highest levels, is free. Indeed, Cuba, even given its serious economic problems after its betrayal by the former Soviets, has offered in the last 2 years or so some 500 seats in its medical schools to anyone who wants it, Americans included. Incredibly, and unfortunately, only 50 or so Americans showed up for this free deal. The fact of the matter is, Cuba has demonstrated a profound respect for the peoples of the world, and yes, for human rights. The human right to learn, the human right to be treated when one is ill, the human right to help others when they are in need. These are really profound achievements of the revolution that, in human terms, has made the lives of millions of people better. What we all cannot afford to do on this, the 50th anniversary of the revolution, is forget that they have made these achievements in the face of war, the secret and nefarious wars waged by the U.S. capitalists, their puppet media, and the gusanos in southern Florida, what Cubans have come to call the Miami Mafia. That is a truly profound achievement. The revolution was and remains a triumph of a bold and heroic people over the forces that wanted to keep Cuba a colony of crime and exploitation. All throughout Latin America, the U.S.-trained armies of those nations are trained not to resist foreign enemies, but to destroy domestic forces, such as trade unionists, students, clergymen, and political dissidents. That has been the sad and ugly history of South America for most of the 20th century. Do we hear calls for their removal? I ask you, did the U.S. support or oppose the butcher of Chile, General Augusto Pinochet? Did it support or oppose the blood-drenched dictators of El Salvador, Colombia, and anywhere else in the continent? The criminal CIA has been unleashing death and disaster on the Cuban people, from the introduction of the swine fever into Cuban pigs in the 1970s, to the training, arming, and protection of U.S.-trained terrorists who have attacked Cuban citizens, bombed their hotels, and tried to destabilize Cuban society and its economy. Indeed, the almost half century of the blockade, strengthened by the sellout Clinton regime, by the way, is itself an act of war, for it affects the trade and livelihood of average Cubans. Despite these serious difficulties, despite profound betrayal, the Cuban thirst for independence, for self-determination, continues unabated. That, in itself, is a profound achievement that should be applauded by us all. Viva la Revolución Cubana! Viva Fidel, viva el pueblo de Cuba, y feliz cumpleaños, or happy birthday, to the Republic of Cuba. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.